Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
That's a good way to start worship. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to First United Methodist Church. Those of you who are here, we are few, but we are mighty and strong, and we are going to be blessed by our worship this morning. And for those who are watching on TV, we welcome you as well. I want to draw your attention to the announcements in your bulletin and just bring a few of them to your attention and add one. So the office is closed Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be there. And if you have any more gently used blankets, or if you want to purchase some new blankets, or if you have a brand new space heater, all those that we donated back in November to give to those in need in this cold time of the year, they've all been distributed, and they need more of them because we know it's about to be very, very cold, or is already very, very cold. And so if you have any more blankets and heaters that you want to bring to the church, please bring those or money to purchase those. And needs of many would be glad to purchase those. We're going to be taking down the greens a week from tomorrow. All the help we can get with that huge undertaking is greatly appreciated. Life groups are going to be kicking off. Pay attention for more information about that. And if you're interested in being part of a congregational care team, just let me know. Our flowers today are given by Greg and Michelle Elders in honor of Miss Bonnie and her late husband John and Jim and Murph Ripond. Is that right? Ripond. Thanks to Greg and Michelle for that. Also, a passing to note, if you know Mike Bilby, Miss Rita's husband, his mother passed away on Christmas Day. And so remembering Mike Bilby, especially this time of year. Any other announcements or prayer needs this morning? If not, let us begin our worship service with a prayer. Gracious and most loving God, though it is cold, cold, cold outside, we are grateful to be gathered here in your house to worship you. We're gathered, grateful to be gathered with so many friends, so many people whom we dearly love, so many gathered around to warm us with the warmth of their love. Lord God, in this hour of worship, bless us. Meet us here in this space. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to hear a word from you that challenges us for the new year ahead. And Lord, bless our praying. Bless our singing. Bless our church in this new year, Lord. This we pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.
He is born the Holy Child. Play thee, O Lord, at Christ merrily. He is born the Holy Child. Sing we all of the Savior one. Jesus, Lord of all the world, coming as a child among us. Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us. Standing and join me in our modern affirmation on 885 in your hymnals. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And now I would invite you into a time of private, personal prayer and meditation. And I will pray on behalf of us all. Let us pray. Good and loving God, we love you, and we are so thankful to be here today. We know that there are so many who are not able to be here today because they're traveling or because the cold is so hard on them. And for those who are not able to be with us today, Lord, we ask for your mercy. We know that so many cannot even be home this time of year, because they're serving abroad to protect our freedom, our liberties, Lord. And for those, we ask you to pour out your mercy. We are aware, Lord, that this is a trying time for so many. So many are filled with anxiety about the new year that is quickly drawing near. And so many people are anxious about what is going to happen in the new year, in which direction their lives are going, and how they're going to overcome addictions, how they're going to get through to the person that they're struggling with, and how they're going to make their relationships better. We know, Lord, that so many are dealing with so many things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers for them today as well. Draw near to them and provide them comfort and hope and direction and guidance. Give them a sense of who you are and your presence and power in their lives and your will for their good. Lord, as a new year dawns here in our church, we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, each and every one. That you would give us the desire and the energy and the enthusiasm and the passion for going out and telling others about the good news of your birth and the good news of your life and death and resurrection. That people would be drawn to this message, that our church would grow and flourish, that we would become deeper, more devoted disciples. That in our church we would experience a newfound energy and enthusiasm for the work of the church. And that we would all fall more deeply in love with you as these days of 2018 progress. Lord God, in your mercies we ask that you hear these prayers. And for our worship service this morning, Lord, bless us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on everyone gathered here and on everything that we say and do. That each act of worship might lift you high. That each act of worship might draw us closer to you. That each act of worship might make us more and more in your image. Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful day. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be blessed, to live another day, to share your hope another day, to love you and our neighbor another day, Lord. For all the many burdens we walked in here carrying on our shoulders, Lord, we entrust them all to you and ask that you would look over each and every concern, providing strength and help and mercy where needed, Lord. And as we pray, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory that you deserve, Lord. Especially as we pray together that prayer that you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of faith is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 218. Would you stand?
It came upon a midnight clear, the glorious sorrow of old.
Jesters are coming to take our offering this morning. Let's ask God to bless what we give back this morning. Our gracious God, we are thankful people. We are thankful that you have blessed us. And on even days like this, when it is cold and will be colder, we have warm places to go and food to eat. You have provided for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided for our church this past year with the generous giving of so many of their time and their talents, their money, their resources. And we pray, Lord, indeed, as we go into the new year, that we will be found faithful again. And we thank you in advance for that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin.